Yeah, my cousin, he drives truck as well, and he lives in Windsor, but I think he goes, he doesn't go in, I don't believe he goes into the States. I think he's just going to, like he goes as far as up to Toronto and maybe Montreal or somewhere like that, and then back. Like he'll do several hours or a couple of, like he'll do a day or 2 days or something like that. And then he'll get back home. So you know, he got into driving truck. I don't know when, but like I say, I hadn't seen him in 20 years. And then I had made plans with him. I had contacted him, and he came up with his Jeep. And I don't think my mother was too impressed with that, because she came over the next day after he had left. And she said, "You shouldn't have done that." And I said, "Why? He's my cousin. What's that make you? Like, what are you trying to, are you trying to badmouth him or something? Because you don't, you know, just because," she says to me, she says, "Well, you don't know him like he was back in the day when he was a kid." And I said, "Look, you can't judge somebody just because you had a bad experience with, you know, a situation that happened in the past." And I said, "I refuse to look back on the past and say, oh, this happened. Well, that's too bad. It happened. Oh, well." And I can't just judge the family just because they're, you know, just because something happened between my mother and somebody else, you know. And that's just how it happened, you know. Things happen, and you just have to shake it off and say, "Oh well, this is too bad."